When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Once again, your song of the day from what you would describe as Better Times 1971. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? 464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
That was good. I mean, 1971, definitely Better Times. Now, here's the deal. If you were in a band or you were a singer and you came up with a song and said, you know you've hit the big time when you say, we need a symphony on this one.
Yes. What do you guys have? We need an orchestra.
Right.
Where can we find that? Right. Full orchestra, please.
Full orchestra. Where can we
find one? Excuse me. There was no Google back then. No. There's no, hey, we need an orchestra. So, does anybody know anyone that's in an orchestra?
Right. So we need a full one.
Yeah, full one.
Yeah. Yes. So, and we're going to need 27 pieces. Okay. In addition to our band, we need a... We'd like them to come to us.
Right. We'd like them to come to us.
So... Yeah, Marvin Gaye obviously hit it big, and that's a classic. Interesting choice by Jake.
Very interesting. I tell you one thing. It painted,
wow.
It painted a picture. I felt like I was in 1971.
Did you?
Ooh, where were you?
I could see like a basement. I could see shag carpeting. I could see bell bottoms.
I see paneling.
Yeah, paneling. The wood paneling.
See paneling.
The same as the one big one, two little. Yeah. How it looked. It was only about that thick, and just nailed to some studs. Didn't even have... sheetrock down.
Were you having a Shasta there?
What's that? Bill, Shasta? I could feel that song. I would. Go ahead.
I felt it. 71. Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting choice by you. Yeah. Jake's serious today. I don't know what's going on.
What do you mean I'm serious?
That was a serious song.
That's a random song. There's no meaning behind it. Seriously, there's no meaning behind it.
Very pleasant. The Symphony Got Me is a classic Marvin Gaye. It's a classic song, 7.1347.
Okay, Bill?
7004.
Okay.
Very well, 7004. The song gets better.
It does.
The song gets better. And I believe he talks about himself in there. It doesn't even...
I don't know. I don't know exactly.
But
okay,
yes.
Well, now, Ben, this is really interesting. Yeah. Ben is how old?
Ben is 20.
Ben, have you ever heard that song? I'm saying no. You've heard it?
He's heard
really,
the song.
Ben? Or are you making that up? Because I don't think you've heard
don't
that song.
Don't lie to us, Ben.
Okay?
Ben's 20.
I think he's going to be a 5'9".
I think he's going lower. I'm going to go 4'2". 3.2 from Young Ben.
Underwhelmed.
Yeah, underwhelmed.
Didn't like that one.
Underwhelmed. What was your song yesterday?
It was Party Up by DMX,
which we learned, thanks to a breaker, that was an incredible tweet.
Yeah, Josh gave it a 1.3 yesterday. Yes. Now, back in January, I played it after a Husker basketball win, apparently.
Same song.
And you gave it an 8.8 at that point. So
is that true?
Yes. He went back and found it on YouTube.
He went back and researched it.
We have it live.
I'm just startled that I would give that song an 8.8 under any circumstance.
It wasn't like a difference between a 6 and an 8.
No.
It was a 1.
No, I got or busted. An 8. I got busted. Yeah.
You did. Thank you, Josh.
I don't know if that speaks to the mood or what. I don't know.
Yeah. I can see it being off between like 1. Oh, I gave it a 7. Now I give it an 8. You went from I hate it to I loved it.
I don't know that I completely hate
it's
it.
It's very strange to go that.
Very yeah. strange.
All right, what are the breakers saying?
Couple ratings here before we get to Bill's thrill. 7.3 from Vern in Dakin. First time.
Whoa, Vern.
Wait
thank
a second.
You.
Wait, what?
Vern
what?
In Dakin. Like Dakin Meridian down in southeast Nebraska?
We have Dakin.
I don't even know. That's odd for me not to know this, but I do not know.
Dayken. They go with Meridian, Dakin Meridian.
Okay, I've seen the sign. Yeah. I've seen the sign with the arrow. Yes,
hey, that's a new breaker.
That's
thank
Vern.
You.
Yeah,
build thank a you. Breaker. Thank yeah. you.
It's working. Henley, a 10. Giltner, 2.3. Yawn. Rotten California, 8.1. Barbecue Analyst, never seen that one before, says 3. Sounds like a rerun of The Love Boat.
The Love Boat was an incredible show on Saturday at like 8 o'clock at night it was on.
And
it
also, was, you remember, during weekdays, mid-morning.
Yes, it'd be on mid-morning. Yeah. You'd watch the replays of it. And that was incredible. And it always worked out in the end. Everyone always ended up back together. And there's always a lot of strife.
Love Boat.
Love Boat. A lot of things going on. Julie had to run. Remember, she was the cruise director. What a show. What a show.
Lyle in Omaha, 5.5. Anthony in Kansas, a 5. Who in Columbus?
Bert, 6.
He says that is what's going on.
That's what's going on.
Wow.
That's Bert, a high, Bert. Very high score.
Good job, guys. Good job on that.
Jennifer, 7.5. Hubby in 8.
Yeah, hey, wait a second. What?
Jennifer, 7.5. Hubby, 8.
Okay, well, they like that.
I bet they were just kind of swaying their shoulders.
Yeah.
Right? I bet they might have been dancing. Might have been some electricity
in the house.
Yeah, all of a sudden, exactly. Kinetic.
Scott and Bancroft, a 5. Fritz and Lincoln, 9.1. Husker Rick, 7.5. Thank you for all your ratings on the Song of the Day. By the way, before Bill goes, there's a YouTube. We got to address this real quick. There's a YouTube thing. Yesterday, Sip was kind of attacking.
I was not kind of attacking.
It wasn't attacking. Okay, go ahead.
You addressed the kicker situation in Nebraska, said that the Lincoln Lutheran kicker could make a 30-yard kick.
Yeah, 32-yard. Okay?
Yes. We have information.
Silas on YouTube said, "Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
My brother is the Lincoln Lutheran kicker. Me and him heard that you talked about him. Can you give him a shout-out? Thanks. By the way, his PR is 43 yards.
Nice job. What's his name?
Silas, what's the name there?
Yes.
Lincoln Lutheran. It was a random comment.
And now we have found the kicker from Lincoln Lutheran.
He found us.
That feels maybe he should be getting looked at for a scholarship at Nebraska. He feels because he's kicked a 43-yarder.
Yep.
So dream big out there and give it a shot.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you, Silas, for chiming in.
Thank you, Silas, that's incredible.
Yeah.
All right,
then we got Bill's Throws.
It's time for Bill's Throws. Let's fire it up here on a Tuesday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrill sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows at Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Sip is going to love this because today is Bugaboo Tuesday, and later on, it's NFL Winners and Losers. Two of your favorite segments of the entire week.
Okay.
On a Tuesday.
Bugaboo.
Things that bother me.
Things that bother Bill.
Things that bother me.
What is bothering Bill
things
today?
Things are bothering me, and it's just more about history right now. And Jake will not get this, and Ben will be completely disheveled. He'll have no idea.
Disheveled.
I'm telling you right now, Steve Sipple will be locked in. He'll
locked.
Understand
I'm totally locked.
Bugaboos. Things that bother me. The tragedy of TV technology. The tragedy of TV technology. What today's youth will never understand. I went back to better times. I went back to better times.
This is beautiful.
The awesomeness of better TV times. No one will ever understand until you went back in time the distance that we used to sit.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated.
Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In front of the humongous TV to watch Saturday morning cartoons. They'll never understand what it was like to sit on the floor, eat cereal, and watch, and then watch.
Indian style.
And watch.
I can say that, can't
I? I did it too.
Did you? Okay.
Did you, and watch Roadrunner. And watch the Roadrunner Beyond early. Absolutely. Oh, it's incredible.
Absolutely.
Looney Tunes.
Yes, right.
Looney Tunes. I mean, it's 6 o'clock. Now they have the Cartoon Network. When can you watch it? 24/7.
Right.
No, it was on one time. Saturday morning. In front of this large TV. Your right. parents will be asleep.
Right.
Eating cereal.
Right.
Eating cereal.
A lot of cereal.
Here's the next thing you miss about the old school TVs like that. When you used to turn the TV off, they had tubes, and the little spot would go down to the middle, and you would sit and stare at it from a foot away when it went all the way down to when you couldn't see it anymore. You would sit and stare. You'd be 2 inches from it. When you turned it off, the tube would go whoop, and it started just to go down like this, and it would go to one little pinhole, and you would watch it to the very end.
Make sure it went down.
And then your mom would tell you might go blind.
For that oh, yeah.
That was told
many times.
That was common right there.
You sit too close, you're going to go blind.
Yeah, the next one of the big TV, because of the timing of it like that, Jake's going to miss. The sign-off, the Star-Spangled Banner.
That was amazing.
That was amazing. I didn't get that. The TV sign-off. It'd be about midnight or something.
Yeah.
That was it. They'd end the programming.
Right. After Johnny Carson.
Yeah. End the programming. Yeah. And then they'd play the national anthem. And they'd play the national anthem with the flag. And then that was it. And then it just went to static. So could you imagine TV?
It was kind of odd.
It was. Also, you said, you want to watch some more? Can't. TV's off. Never going to see
There's
that.
Nothing else on.
Never going to see that one. How about this one, Steve? Got another one for you. Oh, got bad weather out. Electricity. You had to unplug the TV. You unplugged the TV in case your antenna got hit. If an antenna got hit by light, it'd blow your TV up. True story. Right away, your parents are like, hey, unplug the TV immediately. You unhook the antenna and you unplug the deal. Imagine that right now. Imagine there's a storm outside telling Laura.
You did.
Oh, absolutely. You had to unplug your TV.
I don't think we did that in a simple house.
I'm telling you, breakers sign in on this one.
I don't know.
You got lucky then. You got lucky.
Every house had an antenna. A giant antenna on top.
And then
on your TV, you had a rotary.
When you think about it, it was weird.
It was a giant antenna. Yeah. And then you had a rotary on your deal, and you would turn it and make it. So if you all of a sudden want to watch a station out of Omaha, you had to turn it from Pender. If you want to watch Sioux City,
weird when you think about it.
You had to turn it. Then the last thing, Jake, the TV was made of wood. Your mom used Pledge on it. Your mom used Lemon Pledge.
Yeah, and it was hard to lift.
Almost
impossible.
Impossible
to lift.
Yeah. You move the TV. Impossible to lift.
Now you move those. Yeah. Now you can move those. You see dudes carrying big screens.
Yeah, it doesn't bother them at all.
Takes four people to move the TV.
Four people, and you put Pledge on it. Your mom would.
Well, you put flowers on it.
Yeah, it'd be a complete decoration.
Yeah. It was decorated.
There was decorations. We had Christmas decorations on ours.
You had family pictures on it.
Yeah. You know what that was?
Better times.
Way better times.
Better times.
Not even close.
Oh, God, yeah. The end.
The sign-off. It's fascinating.
I can remember it to because you're kind of bummed too. So
yeah,
maybe a Friday or Saturday night, you're up kind of late, and all of a sudden, and that'll be the end of the programming for the day.
That's it.
And they'd play the national anthem.
That was it.
And then flag would be waving, and then it went to static.
Yep.
Then it went to static. That was it.
Yeah.
And you'd flip around, and something might be on until 1 o'clock on every, but nothing worth watching.
No. If you were really forcing it, if you tried it.
Yeah.
We have some response today.
Anything at all from
that? That was one of the best ones ever.
Someone says, Sanderson says, Saturday morning, sitting on the heat vent, eating Captain Crunch and watching Super Friends.
Yes.
And the heat vent.
We absolutely unplugged the TV. God bless you, Coach Bush.
You absolutely did. You unplugged the TV. It's the first thing you did. There's lightning. Unplug the TV.
Maybe my dad never thought right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe my dad needed more safety lessons because I don't think we did that.
Now, Brad knows I feel the same way. He says, Foghorn, Leghorn, the best.
Foghorn, Leghorn.
The best Foghorn.
Roadrunner is hard.
That was good. Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, he went through some bad times. Rough times. He got
Joe says, better times. My dad had a TV and appliance store. My job every Saturday morning was to dust the TVs in the showroom.
That's incredible. That's awesome.
That's incredible.
Imagine go. And then also, like you said, when you went in and saw the TVs lined up, but like you said, on our TV, we had Christmas decorations on our TV. 100% on our TV.
Sheridan Robin.
Some people say, yep, you definitely unplugged the antenna in this TV during the thunderstorm. That's a big thing.
God, I don't know that we did that.
Anything else, Jake, from the text line?
I'm looking at more, yeah. Kevin in Waukee says, I always knew mom was dusting when the pledged lemon scent filled the air.
Yes. Oh, it was 100. Oh, yeah, it was great.
Yeah. 100.
My mom used to put flowers on hers and they leaked one time into the TV. Zip!
Oh, God. Usually, sometimes they were fake, like plastic flowers. Yeah. You wouldn't have to water them.
If somebody says, you're hitting on the head this morning, Bill, I can still smell the pledge today.
Yeah. Good smell.
But I'm telling you what. So he'd get up and be super quiet. And they started at 6. I'd be like at 5:30 getting my cereal ready. It was the best. And then you always had like, then you go back and get some bonus cereal all the time. I got a little milk left.
Back in the day.
You know, Lucky Charms. I think Captain Crunch was a classic. Compressed sugar is all it was, and it was unreal.
Someone else says the TV set was huge, but the screen was 24 inches.
Not that big.
And it weighed 300 pounds easily.
Yeah, it was. The screen wasn't very big. It wasn't big.
It was so heavy.
Yeah. And then, as I said, growing up, I don't know when we made the move, but I was out of high school. It never happened when I was in high school that we had a remote. They had to change the channel manually. Yep. Right? Boom, boom. There's only like 3 to 4 stations.
I think by the time I got to high school, because I can remember my dad declaring several times, nobody leaves the house until we find the remote. I can remember that.
Yeah, so
vividly.
Well, I'm going to say this right now.
We would go on lockdown.
I'm going to tell you right now, that still happens in our house right now. Seriously, where's the remote?
We're not going anywhere.
Nobody leaves the house until the remote's found. You wouldn't believe what ensued then. It was like a major, you'd do anything you could to find the remote.
A couple from YouTube, Jeremiah in South Carolina says, my grandparents' TV blew up in a thunderstorm. So unplugged the TV, kids.
Gone.
The TV's
gone. Maybe we did.
When the TV repair...
I remember that
when,
part.
When your TV tube went out, a repairman showed up.
Yep.
Ted Von Sagren would show up from Gamble.
Ted
Von Sagren. He had the three Von Sagren boys, incredible athletes. Also, the Von Sagren boys, their house is right across from the football field, and we went to their garage for halftime. You went right across into the Von Sagers, but he would show up with tubes, and he'd pull them out of this case, and he'd pull the TV out, and he'd put a new tube in. That was pricey. When the tube went out, that wasn't like
how much we talked about, $500?
I don't know, but it was a big deal. It wasn't like, oh, whatever, tube's out, get another one. It's like, no, it's
what
a big
were
deal.
These?
Was that there?
No, what? No, but what were these? What was that time? Better times.
Better times.
Jake, say it.
Better times.
Ross Sabonis, better times. Jim Sabonis.
Jim Sabonis,
whatever.
Did you call him Ross Sabonis? Jim Sabonis. Jake, leave that one to
Jake,
me.
I mean,
leave that one
I
to me.
Zip does it better than me.
Jim Sabonis, better times.
I know Ben has no idea that they're even wearing a TV like this, that they even existed.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.